Come on, bring it in. Get those arms around me. Come on, snuggle in. Hugs always help. Nope, you're not going anywhere yet. Head on my shoulder. Take a deep breath. Go. Feel that. Shoulders dropping, muscles loosening. Breaths a bit deeper. I've got you. Okay? I've got you. It's gonna be alright. Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah, I know. I mean, I took a while to reach out because I wanted to let things settle a bit, you know? But then, you know, I heard the news about your ex and, well, I just thought, I know that it's not breaking your heart or anything. I've already done that. But I also know that it's not, you know, just nothing. Like, I know it sucks. And, you know, I didn't want the new year to suck. You know, I didn't want you to start the new year just feeling kind of gloomy about things. So, yeah. Sent you a message, took some time off work, and here I am. Yeah, I figure we can just chill out, hang out, play some games, you know, just spend some time like we used to. You know, get takeaway, binge watch The Office, just, yeah, just hang out. Like, I think that'll be pretty good for you. I mean, it'll be good for me, to be fair, as well. I'm not just doing this for you, don't give yourself that much credit. I know. Okay, so, like, I don't want to tell you things that you already know. And I don't want to just give you some, like, flat platitudes that you read on motivational posters or any of that bullshit. But, like, things will turn out right, you know? Love takes time. It takes time to be right. And it takes time when it goes away. Especially if it's kind of pulled away from you. You know? And it takes us time to get over that. And you don't want to be searching for somebody new because there's a gap. You want to search for someone new when you're kind of all you. Oh, I'm talking utter bollocks, but you know, oh, you shut your face. Do not always talk bollocks. Cheeky. You know what I mean though, right? Like, you want to wait until you're you fully before kind of find someone else. And, like, I just think it's, I don't think that there's waiting and then there's waiting for ages and it being too long. Not at all. You know, I think that it's better to just wait or be patient or not, like, rush these things, because you don't want to end up having, like, a rebound relationship where it doesn't really fulfill your needs or their needs, and then you probably both end up hurt a bit at the end of it, because it probably won't last that long. you know, and you might regret it. And I mean, that sounds rubbish, you know? So I think it is better to wait. I think it is better to, you know, not be with anyone for a while until you're in a, you know, until you're in a place where you know that it could work out for you and that you're in a good space to be meeting someone. And you will, you know? Like, you absolutely will. You're such a catch. You're like, you're attractive, you're smart, you... Yes. Yes, I did say you're attractive. I mean, I'm not about to jump you, but yes, you're very good looking, okay? Oh, fuck off. Of course I can say that. Seriously, though. Stop changing the subject, trying to put me off. Like, you are. You're great. You're funny. You're smart. You're caring. You're kind. Like, you just... You're an all-round good human, you know? Like a really good person. And I have absolutely no doubt that you're going to find someone that suits you, that you like, that you care for, that you fall in love with, that's going to fall in love with you. I really don't. And love, like I say, it takes time. You can't rush it. No, don't sing Phil Collins at me. Keep that to yourself. I said rush, not hurry. I think, are you done? Are you done with Phil Collins? Good. Right. So, just nightmare. I'm kidding. I know. I mean, like this, for example. I mean, I'm here. We haven't seen each other in ages. And it just feels like there's not been a gap. Don't you reckon? Like, that's great. I mean, I feel relaxed. I feel super laid back right now. And I think this year is going to bring good things for you. You know, I just be patient and be kind to yourself. You know, you deserve kindness. And you're pretty ace, okay? Like, I've missed you. You're one of my best friends. Yes, I know, I'm getting salty now, okay. In which case, how about we order pizza, binge watch The Office, I'm going to go and put some comfy clothes on because I'm not going to be able to eat takeaway pizza and keep the waistband of these trousers done up. So I'm going to put some joggers on. You call, order pizza. You know what I want on mine. And then I'll be out in 5 minutes. Yeah? Do you want to get us some beers as well? Cool. All right, Dreagle. You be tin up. It's going to be fine.